it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this terrific program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we have a lot of fun doing this show. We hope you have a lot of fun listening to it. It's all about how you can get us. It's radio on the go. It's your Android. It's your device, whatever you use, whether it's an iPhone or a tablet or a platform, you know, whatever. You can grab the platforms, click on our Listen Live button on the homepage, and away you go. And whether you're heading to work, whether you're heading to the beach, whether you're heading to the park, walking the dog, whatever the circumstances are, you want to tune into what you want to listen to. And it's iHeart, it's TuneIn, it's Stitcher, all the various different devices, platforms, I named them all. You know, just use it. Just use it, and there you are. Particularly, you know, this time of year in the summer, everybody's heading in different directions. Kids are getting out. You know, nobody's in school right now. Well, a few people anyway. A lot of people taking time off from work, whether it's extended vacations or a personal day here or there. And you want to listen to what you feel like listening to. And it's a beautiful way to do it. And in today's day and age, it's the only way to do it. For what's most important for us is our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls cover our six each and every day. As we head out to just go about our mundane stuff, they're out there laying it on the line. And whether it's domestically, overseas, land, sea, or air, really doesn't matter. They put it out there, and we need to reward them for it. Small thing you can do, see somebody in a uni, go up to them, tap them on the shoulder, tell them thanks. Just let them know that you appreciate the effort that they're making each and every day to keep us safe. It's tapping the brakes. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we will kick up this edition of the attack. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. We got a nice guest today, Ron Porterfield, and he'll be fun. Head trainer of the Tampa Bay Rays. And you know, that'll be good. We've got our buddy from out in USA Today land, baseball. You know who he is. Yeah. We have a good time here. You know something? It like I said, good times today. Ron Porterfield today. And tomorrow, a little bit of baseball talk as well. And we'll have a good time. Have a good time talking to you. Today's guest, and my computer's locking up here on here. Bear with me for a second. You know, we're going to talk today about child health care advocacy and raising awareness of performance-enhancing drugs. And I was looking to pull up the info on Porterfield, Bob Nightingale tomorrow. Thank you, Robert. But I knew it. I was just stumbling on the other crap. You know, it's an important topic to talk about, and he'll join us at 40 after hour two. We've talked to Don Hooten many a time, and on the youth level, and for those of you who didn't see the brain damage report from the NFL yesterday, and it is an independent study, and the NFL kind of got on board with it later on in the day. But out of the 102 people that they examined, ex-football players who donated their brains to science, 101 had brain damage. And, you know, look, there's a lot of aspects that go into youth sports these days. It's timing as to whether or not you want to let your kids play football. How much contact should you allow? The exposure to things like performance-enhancing drugs, because believe it or not, it happens on a very, very young level. All the play campaigns and the Play 60 campaigns and all that kind of good stuff are great fun. But the reality is that there's also a dark element. You know, you've seen the stuff that went on with the figure skaters, and, you know, that's a whole different can of worms to talk about. So there's a lot of things that parents need to be aware of that when I was a kid playing a little bit of Little League really didn't matter. You know, we went out there, hope to hit the ball, hope to not get hit by it, and away we went. But it's a whole different world, and that's because the stakes have been raised. The money is astronomical. The fame is astronomical. And they get at and after these kids on a fast level. So Porterfield's going to talk to us about that. We'll also talk a little bit of baseball with him. And as Robert so thankfully reminded me, Bob Nightingale, as I was stumbling through my frozen computer here. God, I hate this system sometimes. Joining us tomorrow, he's the premier baseball writer in the country. He just is, flat out. Nobody does it better than he does. We're going to talk about trade deadline, which is right around the corner. The remaining buyers, the remaining sellers, teams that are trying to move but aren't having much success moving players at this point in time. So, you know, we'll get into all that and have a good time. In the world of sports itself, yeah, we have to start with two of the absurd stories that have been making the rounds. I mean, first of all, lucky is lucky. And that all started yesterday. But superseded, believe it or not, is Adrian Beltre getting tossed out of a baseball game yesterday while on the on-deck, at the on-deck circle. Well, not exactly at the on-deck circle. He was close to the on-deck circle. And therein lies the problem. And I looked at the video, and Adrian is not faultless here, regardless of what a lot of people would like to believe. He was to the left from his direction looking out of the on-deck circle in the game against the Marlins, which, by the way, going for the two-point conversion made them get the point spread in the 22-10 victory. Crew Chief Jerry Davis was umpiring second base, and Adrian Beltre is in the on-deck circle. And here comes the umpire in, because, again, he was a little bit in the way and in the pitcher's eye, which I could see, right? But rather than just say, hey, you know, move to the other side of the on-deck circle, you're in the way, Jerry Davis, like, waved him onto the on-deck circle. Now, for anybody who knows anything about baseball, those things are portable. It's not like they paint them in. I mean, some places do. They lay down a little bit of lye in a dirt area. But most places use a portable one, which is made out of plastic. And so they're slippery. And quite frankly, you could get hurt on them. You never, and I mean never, see a ball player standing on an on-deck circle when they're one of the portable slippery ones. So what does Adrian Beltre do? He slides the on-deck circle over to himself, at which point Jerry Davis threw him out of the game. Well, he did show up the umpire, I guess. You know, but here's a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame, who's chasing 3,000. He's at 2,996. Had gone 3-for-3 in a baseball game. And Jerry Davis decides to throw him out of the game. And this takes us back to everything we talk about with the Joe Wests of the world and the C.B. Buckners of the world and the Angel Hernandezes of the world. And, Jerry Davis, from all accounts, is a pretty good umpire. But he's a crew chief. And here he was in a game where somebody is chasing history. He wasn't going to get history last night. This happened in the eighth inning. But the guy's chasing history. The Rangers don't have a ton to play for at this point in time. They're looking to move key pieces of their baseball team, not Adrian Beltre. But, you know, they're sitting three games under 500. They're not going to catch the Astros. They're not going to make a run at a wild card. I guess in theory they could. But it's probably not going to happen. And they're sellers at this point in time, if the rumor and speculation, which we'll get to with Bob Nightingale tomorrow on here, same time, same channel, is any indication. So, you know, if you're looking at it and you say to yourself, what the hell's going on here? This is definitely one of those, what the hell's going on here? I don't remember, and I've been around baseball a long time. If the first 30 seconds of the show is any indication, I don't remember anything. But look, you can get tossed out for a lot of things. You can mutter something under your breath at home plate. You know, we all saw Bull Durham. Did he say ceases? Yeah, he did. Oh, that's a bad word. It'll get yourself tossed out. You can argue balls and strikes. You can get yourself tossed out. With the advent of replay and the fact that they use it so regularly, you can get yourself not as tossed out as easily, because the camera, for the most part, doesn't lie, and it's very difficult to argue about said things. So what can you get tossed out about? Cursing, attitude, balls and strikes, and the abject stupidity of an umpire getting into it with a Hall of Famer. And tossing him out for moving the on-deck circle. Now, I have a pretty good sense of humor, I would like to think. You know, most of the people I work with, Robert has a good sense of humor. Jerry has a good sense of humor. Scotty has a good sense of humor when he's not yelling. You know, we all have fun. We like working in this field. It was a laughable moment. I thought it was pretty damn funny. What I wish Jerry Davis would have done was just go, you know, Adrian, because nobody could hear him. That's pretty damn funny. Now, move it back to the other side. See, what would have been good if Jerry Davis had just gone, no, wrong way, and had him move it 3 feet to the other side and then stand there. But instead, he had to throw him out of the ballgame. What a joke. Mr. Torrey, calling Mr. Torrey. Get involved, make a phone call, make this kind of nonsense stop. Please, I'm begging you, please, don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. What's the guy's name out there in San Francisco? Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. I'm watching that video this morning of Adrian Beltre and Jerry Davis, and I'm saying to myself, what the bleep is going on here? Honestly, it's not only one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life, but it was unique. I got to give them credit, both of them, for creativity. First of all, moving the on-deck circle, which that in itself was like pretty cool. But, you know, the whole concept of an umpire getting involved to this fashion is just absolutely insane. Now, see, he should come back in today's game with a hammer and nails and nail it down. I think they're playing today. Let me see. No, they're not. Bummer. That's too bad. Because that would have been fun. See if he could get thrown out again. Jesus, man. These umpires got to find something better to do. Honest to God. They got to find something better to do. But, I wasn't joking when I was calling Mr. Torrey at the end of the last segment. Quite honestly, this is where these guys and you know, what baseball umpires don't realize is that the game could be played without them. Technology has allowed that now. You could do it like you used to do with Sandlot. And let the players call it on the field. And then when the players call it, if there's a dispute, which there would be a couple times a game, you go to the cameras and you let the cameras decide. That's all. Done. They're not a necessary component of the game anymore. They're antiquated. They're certainly inconsistent when it comes to the strike zone. All the other stuff has become secondary. I mean, the purpose, quite honestly, you could do with one umpire on the field calling balls and strikes till they get rid of him. And from that point on, they should consider themselves fortunate. Because at the very least, they could do like we used to do in the All-Star games in Little League, two umps. You had a guy behind second base and a guy behind home plate. And any time a play happened, the guy behind second base made the call. He was responsible for a certain area. Home plate umpire was responsible for another area. And that's it. Done. Because anything else could be corrected by technology. But instead, they want to get themselves involved in the game. And by doing so, they're distracted. Can you imagine? You're sitting there in those seats yesterday. And you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, okay, look, our team's not particularly good. But we're going to see Adrian Beltre. And maybe, you know, we know he's not going to hit because he went into the game with 93 hits last night. But let's go because he's getting ready to make history. You know, he's a little Johnny's favorite player. So we go to the ballpark. We have some fun on a nice summer night. And, oh, by the way, it turns into a football score. So if you like scoring, last night was your night, 22-10. And here's some clown who is a crew chief in Jerry Davis. So he's making roughly about 300 thou a year, which doesn't suck. If for a rookie umpire, rookies make 84 plus their per diem, which is all their travel expenses, all their hotels, all their meals. So they basically get to bank whatever they're making. So even at 84, which, you know, there are hardships that come with it. You're on the road. You're away from your family. You gain 40 pounds. All the stuff that goes along with being a major league umpire. Now, it's tough. You have to get along with the crew that you're working with. You know, if you don't happen to get along with a person or two, that makes it a little bit difficult because you're stuck with each other. You can't socialize with the players, obviously. You know, there are home issues that come into play. Alcoholism comes into play. Drug abuse comes in. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. And so that does matter. It's not an easy job, but you're well compensated. But you're not the story. You are not the story. And yesterday, yet again, they made themselves the story. For no reason whatsoever, other than a pretty damn funny thing by Adrian Beltre. So you cheated the fans. You cheated Beltre of an at-bat. And I get it. Yeah, he showed him up a little. Get over it. You know? Listen, Snowflake, you're going to survive. But instead, they threw him. He throws him out of the game. And, yeah, oh, by the way, he was on the on-deck circle, obviously. So he's getting ready to come to bat again. So you cheated the fans. Step in, Mr. Torrey. Don't stay silent on this. Step in. You know, you just can't tolerate that kind of stuff. You really can't. You really can't. Stanton hit a bomb last night in that game. And by the way, the guys that are getting brought up, these prospects, Moncada, Devers, and Brinson, they all hit their first home runs yesterday. Man, there's a lot of talent in Major League Baseball. But one guy who right now is struggling in a major way is Danby Swanson. And the Braves sent him down to the minor leagues. They pushed him going into this ballpark. I don't think it's irreparable damage. You know. And last year when they brought him up, he showed that he does have talent. He was popping 302 in his 38 games, but they adjusted to him. Now he's hitting 209. With a 55 OPS. You know. That's all right. They'll bring him back up in September. Braves aren't going anywhere. And he'll be okay. You know, and if there's an injury or something, they'll bring him back up. But he'll get his feet back under him. From all accounts, he's a pretty good kid. You know, they rushed him up to the show, which everybody knows. Now they send him back down, and you get a little more seasoning, which needs to happen. You know, I like watching these kids because, quite honestly, when you check them out and you look at the talent. And you look at the level of youth infused into all sports. It's worth checking out. And no lie. These guys, they rush them. New stadium, new fan base. They're trying to keep interest. It's the way it goes sometimes. But he'll be fine. Trade deadlines are around the corner. Everybody's moving. Everybody's doing something. Rumor and speculation, hardcore, and we'll get into that with Nightingale tomorrow. But as I said, some of the guys who were brought up because of trade got their first pops. And Dian Perry, who I like a lot, he's a heck of a good writer on CBS Sports, had a nice little angle with all of this because he saw that all three of them had gotten their first pop. And that ain't bad. And... You know, Devers, Red Sox have high hopes for him. They also had high hopes for Pablo Sandoval. And here he was, you know, they cut him loose. He's back with San Francisco. Devers comes up again, a situation where he's a little bit rushed. 20 years old, almost 21. 20 years, 275 days. Yeah. And that's cool. Brewers, who got blown past by the Cubs. Lewis Brinson, 23 years old. You know, number 15 overall in MLB. So they brought him up. And Yoan Moncada, who is just a can't miss. We'll touch on that a little bit before we get to the NFL right on the other side. Let's tap on the brakes. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast. And talking baseball here a little bit before we get into some football. I'm going to save the trade rumors for tomorrow, obviously, with Mr. Nightingale. And again, young guys are coming up somewhat because of necessity, but also in reality, in order for some of these teams to continue to compete and see the Red Sox, they have certain needs at certain positions, and there's not a plethora of third basemen running around where you're saying to yourself, oh, I need to get this guy because he's going to put us over the top. or at least not anything that they're willing to give up top-level prospects for. So, you know, it's odd with all the flood of first basemen, and there's a ton of great shortstops on. Third basemen are pretty hard to come by in baseball these days because you're looking for some pop on the corner plus the defensive ability in the arm and everything else. But as I said, Devers getting his first home run at 20 years of age. Lewis Brinson, who they have high hopes for, the Brewers, and he's a terrific outfielder. But they brought him back up in June, sent him back down where he went hitless, or homerless, I should say. And first game back in the bigs, he popped one out. It was no cheap shot either, 461 feet. So that was pretty cool. And as I said, you know, Moncada is he? This guy is a beast. I mean, a beast. They got him out of the Red Sox organization. Number one prospect in baseball, according to MLB. And this guy, I mean, trust me when I tell you, you're going to be paying attention and hearing that name for a long, long time in baseball. And the White Sox, very quietly, and when you look at the Chris Sale deal and you look at various different things that they've had to do with that organization, they've got a very good job of going from an organization that didn't have a ton of young talent to staying reasonably competitive and putting a lot of talent down in their farm system. You know, will it pay off? Well, you'll find out. At some point in time, you'll find out. Sale, on the other hand, well, you know, he's 13-4 right now with a 2.37 ERA in the American League. He's not only pointed towards the Cy Young, he's pointed towards the MVP. He's at least going to get consideration. But it's fun watching the young prospects. They bring excitement to the ballpark. And if you're a true baseball fan, you know, I mean, you look at the White Sox, they're 39-59. They ain't going anywhere other than home. And if you want to go out to the ballpark, it's still a good day out at the park, but you know your team isn't going to the playoffs. You know they're not going anywhere. You know, you're getting a hind whooped by your Cross City rival. So what are you going out there for? Well, you know, you're going out there to look at Sanchez. You're going out there to look at Moncada. Going out there to look at that Abreu, you know, who's still a very steady first-rate player. And you have to hope that these guys, that it pays off for them. You know, Moncada's going to be around a long time. Not quite sure what position he's going to play yet. But he's going to be around there for a long time. And when you look at the influx of talent that's come up to the major leagues over the last couple of years, you're starting to get the wave of that next generation, the Aaron Judges of the world and guys that are going to take over the spotlight from the guys like the Adrian Beltres, who are getting ready to step to the sideline. And there's a bunch of those players. You know, Jose Reyes will be stepping out soon. You know, he's another guy, too. There's only six players in the history of Major League Baseball, 500 stolen bases, 1,000 hits, and 100 home runs. He's one of them. Very few of them around. You know, so as these guys start to step off the stage, the new generation will come in, and it'll be their turn. They're already being led by guys like Trout and Harper, who are just so much fun, and Stanton. I hope whenever the Marlins finally get that situation sorted out down there and they get that team sold. Number one, I hope he's a part of their team going forward because people are sniffing around the door right now because there are a couple of teams that could take that contract on and not even blink. But from an organizational perspective, there's absolutely no way that you're getting pure value for that guy. He's the most feared power hitter in baseball, period. Case closed. And he's removed now from the headshot that he took. He's not timid up there at the plate. He wears the face mask. You know, that's fine. I don't blame him. The shot that he took, I'd be doing that too. But he doesn't shy away at the plate. It isn't a Tony Conigliaro situation. And he needs to be a part of that franchise going forward once the sale is made. Rob Manfred recently came out and said he was optimistic that the sale is going to get done soon. You know, Lurie's asking price is too high. It just is. He's got to bring it down. $100 million or $200 million, and they'll get that buyer in place. The Jeter group is still involved. The Romney group is still involved. That Cuban businessman is still involved. They'll get it done. But gosh, I hope it's somebody with deep pockets. Because if they're ever going to get baseball going in that town on a consistent basis, they need to have somebody with the pockets who's in it for the long haul. And not just to make money and then flip the team as soon as they start doing some well, some successful. You know, I mean, that's what happened down there. When they win their championships, they have to pay people. We're going to be successful for a sustained period of time. Boom, flip them, out, gone. Can't have that. And they have a good core down there, especially with position players. And you would just hate to see that thing broken up before it's sold. As I said when they hired him, Donnie Baseball was in a weird position. You know, coming out of an organization with deep pockets, going to an organization with no pockets. And would he be able to succeed? Well, you know, he's a good manager. And even with the tragic death of Felix Hernandez, they've managed to be competitive. Had he lived, they would have been a hell of a lot better than what they are right now. So hopefully they get it done. We'll see. But, I'd love to run a baseball organization. Swear to God, I would love to run a baseball organization. or a basketball organization. I don't think I'd be very good at football. There's only so much evaluation I can do on slabs of beef. But, man, I know me some baseball and I know me some basketball. As far as talent, I know football. But I'll tell you what, you couldn't pay me enough money right now to try to judge quarterbacks coming into this league. And you live and die by the quarterbacks. And you lose your job or keep your job via the quarterbacks. But I don't know, maybe it's just me. You know, it's funny, I was on talking to Pat that one day, Pat Williams. He's like, you should run an organization. I'm thinking to myself, man, I'd like to run your organization. they could use my help. yeah, we're going to get to the football in hour two. So, which gives me a couple minutes to dive into a little bit of basketball here. Kyle Boone's story on CBS.com. Talking about how evidently Carmelo is the guy that is blocking or trying to block Kyrie Irving coming to the Knicks. I don't know that Kyrie Irving is the solution for the Knicks, but I know he ain't the problem for the Knicks. The salaries match up. See, what the problem is here, and you know, this is Phil's lasting legacy involving the New York Knicks, and that's the fact that with all the things that happened, drafting KP and you know, Frankie from France and all the various different things that went on, giving Carmelo that no-trade clause has screwed up the Knicks as much as anything because they flat-out can't move him unless he decides he wants to go, and he wants to go to Houston. He would have been willing to go to Cleveland, but unfortunately, because of all the manure, they don't know whether or not LeBron is going to be there. And with not knowing whether or not LeBron is going to be there, he doesn't want to get stuck in Cleveland on the last year of his contract if LeBron decides to pull out. So as of right now, he is willing to not, or I should say not willing, to waive his trade clause. And that would, well, that's an issue. He's willing to do it for Houston. He even said, you know, certain teams, Houston, only team, Houston, that he'd get rid of the trade kicker if they trade him to Houston, but nowhere else. You know, so that, man, you talk about ugly. This is all over ugly. Carmelo don't want to be in New York. Kyrie doesn't want to be in Cleveland. And LeBron is trying to figure out what the hell he wants to do. Man, the never-ending drama of basketball. But it's also an indication of when the inmates are running the asylum, which they are in basketball, this is what you get. And all you have to do is make one mistake with a contract, and you're done. And that's exactly what happened with the Knicks by throwing in a no trade. There's only three players in the league that have a no trade, and Carmelo is one of them. Let's tap into breaks, step aside. When we come back, we will wrap up hour one and get on to more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. I am Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And, you know, I'll tell you, LeVar Ball may be crazy, but he's crazy like a fox. And here they are. In Vegas, and they're drawing a crowd to an AAU game, summer game. LaMelo Ball, Zion Williamson, the showdown. And, you know, there was Big Baller in place and, you know, all this kind of good stuff. Zion Williamson is number two prospect in the country. And he's got a zillion, if you're up on YouTube, he's got him a zillion dunks up there. But the way over capacity crowd and people in the stands like Lonzo and Andrew Wiggins and Eric Gordon's were in the Cashman Center. And it was the Adidas Uprising Summer Championships. It was insanity. South Carolina Supreme beat the Big Ballers 104-92. But they're coming out for LeVar. They're coming out for Lonzo. You know, they're going to come out for LaMelo. It goes with the territory. LeVar Ball's got a big mouth, but I'll tell you what. He is putting juice into the summer. He's putting juice into basketball. He's putting juice into his brand. I don't mind him that much. He's just a big mouth. A lot of people hate him, but you can't get away from the fact that people pay attention when he's out there. It was interesting. I would have liked to have been around the event just to see it. That's it for this hour of the Attack. We're going to go to the news. When we come back, we'll have a lot of fun in hour two, including some baseball and a guest right after this short, very short, time out. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It hits us really hard.
A deadly tragedy at the Ohio State Fair on the first night of the fair.
One person is killed, seven others injured when a ride malfunctions. Amusement Ride Safety Division Chief for the state, Michael Vartarella, says that ride was inspected just hours earlier.
My grandchildren ride this equipment, so our guys do not rush through this stuff.
The accident involving a ride called the Fireball, a row of occupied seats broke off from it and flew through the air.
It is based on a military decision and made the decision based on that.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders at yesterday's White House briefing defending the president's ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military. She says that Trump has become concerned Obama-era transgender policies have been eroding the military's readiness and unit cohesion. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
New White House Communications Chief Anthony Scaramucci says he's going to get the FBI involved with the investigation of a leak on Twitter of his financial disclosure form. He calls it a felony. Politico publishing part of his disclosure revealing he's earned millions of dollars since early last year via the investment firm he founded. President Trump's announced his intent to nominate a new ambassador at large for international religious freedom, as John Clemens reports.
Sam Brownback, a former U.S. senator, now in his second term as governor of Kansas, had been long speculated to become the ambassador at large. David Curry of the Ministry Open Doors USA said the nomination demonstrates a genuine commitment on behalf of the Trump administration.
We've got to lift this value up, not just because we want to see the persecution of Christians go down, but because it's a fundamental human right.
I'm John Clemens.
Sean Spicer's reportedly being offered a gig on Dancing with the Stars. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
A son of G. Gordon Liddy, who is now a California official, is facing child pornography charges.
California Deputy Attorney General Raymond Liddy was arrested at his home in the San Diego area earlier this week. Officials say this past January, Raymond's internet provider sent a cyber crimes tip to the FBI about an uploaded kiddie porn picture. Records show that there were at least 10 images uploaded from his computer. Raymond is expected to be on house arrest until his court date in August. I'm Jason Campadonia.
Singer Kid Rock talking again about his planned run for the U.S. Senate. He made news earlier this month when he tweeted that he was seriously considering making such a run in his home state of Michigan. Now, the kid says he's putting his Senate run on hold to instead start a nonprofit organization to promote voter registration. He says he'll update us on whether he's going to run when he holds a news conference in about 6 weeks. Composer and producer Quincy Jones is entitled to $9.5 million in his lawsuit against the estate of Michael Jackson over royalties, a jury in L.A. finding in Jones' favor yesterday, but that's less than the $30 million he was originally seeking. Jones has claimed that he hasn't been getting royalties since the King of Pop died in 2009. And Ray and Wilma Yoder of Indiana have just one more stop in their quest since the 60s to visit every Cracker Barrel Old Country store in the nation, hoping to visit that last one in Oregon later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, we're not doing our job. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Making sure it stays on the air. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read the telephone number of the attack. And, you know, you go to our website, boom, we're right there. It's a beautiful thing. We talk about this all the time. But in reality, you've got all kinds of ways to get your entertainment. You know, YouTube and Fire Stick in various different ways. Same thing with radio. Using iHeart, using Stitcher. Most places that do what we do for a living, radio stations, have an online button where if you're sitting at your desk, you can just click on it. There you are. You don't have to prop some silly looking radio up or something along those lines. But in reality, you have to kind of pick and choose what you want. And the media has come around to adjusting to the fact that, well, you get to choose. And so there is where we sit. And it's iHeart, it's TuneIn, and it's Stitcher. And it's all the various different ways and devices and platforms you can use to get this show, all the programming here on the network. Whether it's the Jefe, whether it's Jerry, you know, doesn't really matter. Tittle. You pick and choose your spot, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, it for us, it's literally just the most important anyway, is the American Forces Radio Network. You know, I say it once, I'll say it again. I don't care whether you get bored by it or not, quite frankly. These guys and girls, they get it done. We live in a dangerous world. You know, never forget, ideals are peaceful, history of violence. And that's it. So let's step aside. We'll come back right after this short timeout. You know, see a guy and girl in the street, thank them. Tell them, yeah, we appreciate it.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. My name is Bob Black. It's not yours. 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. Twitter is more your thing. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And, you know, we're going to have some fun here in hour two. We're going to be joined by Ron Porterfield, head athletic trainer of the Tampa Bay Rays, at 40 after the hour. And we'll be talking some National Child Healthcare Advocacy and campaign and, you know, raising awareness of performance-enhancing drugs and disabilities and you know, the outfit Play, which is promoting a lifetime of activity for youth. You know, he's involved with the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society, and a lot of stuff involved here. You know, again, we've talked to Don Hooten, who, you know, part of the Taylor Hooten Foundation and everything that goes along with that. And there's some things I want to get into with Ron going forward, including the use of PEDs still on a major league level and what kind of conversations and counseling and things along those lines that they have. And that'll be at 40 after this hour. So we'll have some fun with that. But, you know, back to the world of sports. And I was going to veer away immediately from basketball. But honestly, you know, what's going on with LeVar Ball? And, you know, I just want to reinforce this. It love him or hate him, the guy is forcing basketball into the spotlight in a time of year where it should be pretty dull. You know, you saw what happened with the summer league games with his kid involved and what was going on in Las Vegas and the Thomas and Mack. Those were sold out games. Summer league games had never sold out. Now, part of it was him. Part of it was the quality of the class that was involved. Maybe it won't be as exciting next year. But then again, maybe it will. Because if the NBA is smart, and they're pretty smart, promote these guys. You know, come out and see the future stars. Not all of them are going to make it. You know, as they're fond of saying on the various different sports talk radio shows, you know, let's not put them in Springfield just quite yet. But you did see guys that are going to have an impact in this league. Not all of them will make it. You know, Fultz got hurt early. They pulled him. But Tatum was certainly there. LeVar Ball was there. Monk was there. There's a lot of guys that showed and showed real well in summer league, and it's something that they can expand upon. And LeVar Ball did his share. Let's kick it off with a little bit of soccer. The U.S. men's national team won the Gold Cup. Very cool. Beating Jamaica 2-1. Jamaica man. Nobody was high, at least from what we could tell. But since Bruce Arians has gone in, Bruce Arena, I'm sorry, wrong sport, has gone in and done his job there, this team is playing with a hell of a lot more energy. They just, Jurgen Klinsmann's message had gotten stale. His way of doing things, although I give him a lot of credit, and I mean a lot of credit, for putting USA soccer back into an organizational level. And what I mean by that is it was scattered from top to bottom. You know, it unfortunately, the youth leagues didn't know what the national team was doing. The organization with the under 21 teams and the under 18 teams had no idea what the national team was doing. And Jurgen changed that. And I think, if anything, that's going to be his legacy going forward. But as far as the overall performance, they just weren't getting it done on the international level. So back to Arena, and rightfully so. And here in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, it's been owned by Mexico. You know, at least recently. But not this year. Jamaica beat them. Jamaica goes up against the U.S. Jose Altidor gets the opening goal. And I've never understood why he didn't evolve onto that next level as far as his ability on a pitch goes. I always felt, especially watching him, you know, in two World Cups, I always felt he was going to take that next step, but he never did. But Arena likes him. He seems to perform well under Arena. And, you know, they now have a nice mix of veterans and youth. And then with Jordan Morris getting a goal in the 88th minute, they win it 2-1 in regulation time. Pretty cool. Very physical game. You know, physical to the point that, you know, the Jamaican goalkeeper got forced out. But, you know, Altidor and, you know, just the ability to come back. Because here's a guy, and don't forget, 2013 Cup, he was hurt. 2014 World Cup, he was hurt. 2015 Gold Cup, he was hurt. His hamstrings never really are right. And this year he's been healthy. He's been improving playing for Toronto Football Club. And they need him. I mean, he's an immense talent. And if they're going to be good on the international level, it's got to happen. Like I said, Jamaica, good stuff. Blake got his finger and it was ugly. You know, Acosta, Altidor took a long shot. Acosta was in the box. Tried to put one in from point blank, and, you know, Blake made the save for Jamaica. but they had to pull him. I mean, his hand just got trashed. Trashed. And the ageless Tim Howard saved the day on that left-footed save against Aaron Maddox. You know, Jamaica's defense is first rate. And the fact that the U.S. was able to put up two goals was pretty impressive because, you know, the U.S. roster is full of guys now that have a ton of international experience. The field was a bit depleted. But, you know, Jamaica's starting lineup had seven guys from MLS, two from the USL, and then a couple from Jamaica's domestic league. So it's not exactly like they were going up against Man U. But this was a need win, you know. And especially on the international level, it's all well and good. Jurgen got away from the veterans and alienated a lot of them. But bringing them back in these key moments on national teams, bringing in guys like Dempsey and bringing in Michael Bradley and bringing in Josie Altidore. You know, same thing with Landon Donovan back in 2014. And Landon is old. Now. But 3 years ago, he probably should have still been on the team. Jurgen was trying to establish his mark on this team. And his mark was youth. Some of the youth has progressed, some of it hasn't. But now by mixing in the veterans under Arena, they're starting to get real results. I don't know if it's going to pay off come World Cup time, but we're not going to be an easy out no matter where we go. Nice win for U.S. men, really was. It's Tapping the Brakes. We'll come back with more fun right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
That's well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And we're talking Gold Cup. And it's good for the men. And, you know, it's funny because I was reading that report on the CTE yesterday, and again, this is a sample of brains that were donated by football players who wanted to make sure that they were studied after their death, and they found, with the exception of one player, evidence of CTE. And I was listening to the NFL Network yesterday, and there is opinion both pro and con as to what the result meant. Here's the thing. It's a violent sport. You can say to yourself, all right, look, these guys donated their brains. And it was all on people who were having issues anyway. So they kind of knew what the result was going to be. But herein lies the issue. It's 99%. 110 out of 111. I believe I said 101 out of 102 before, but 110 out of 111 had the markings of CTE. You can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. And this came out of the Journal of the AMA. Now, they didn't release the stats on, because there were 202 brains that were donated. 111 of them played in the NFL. So they're obviously college kids and maybe kids that played, they're not kids anymore, Canadian Football League, whatever circumstances were. 110 out of 111. There's no answer for this. The only possible answer that's going to come into play is the development of a helmet that absorbs all the shock, which, as of right now, scientifically, mechanically, however you want to describe it, it's not possible. So when you step on a football field, you're going to get brain damage. That's what this report is telling you. Now, look, all research is skewed. I mean, it just is. But some of the people who donated their brains to this finding, Kenny Stabler, Bubba Smith, Dave Durison, they're going to examine the brain of Aaron Hernandez. What do you do if you're a parent? And like I said, when I'm listening to the NFL Network, I was listening to one of the guys on there, and I'm not going to embarrass them by naming them, talk about the fact that participation in youth football actually went up this year. Well, enjoy it. Now, they did release the other stats, and the percentages weren't quite as high. But 14 high school players, 48 of the 53 college players, these are people who played in college, you know, not necessarily young people, but who played ball in school. So 177 confirmed cases out of the 202 brains that were researched. That's, you know, you can't argue with those stats. You just can't argue with those stats. There's absolutely no way I let my kid play football. None. And what they're finding, too, is that offensive linemen are the ones that are taking the majority of hits. Now, it's in a very brief, short window. You know, they line up literally right against each other. It's not somebody coming at them from 15 yards down the field and putting a pop on their head. This is head-to-head offensive linemen and defensive linemen. But they said, and this is a research done at Stanford, that one particular offensive lineman in college sustained 62 hits to the head in a single game, which is the equivalent of driving a car into a brick wall at 30 miles an hour. Now, that's isolated. Okay, so that's all well and good to throw that out there. That's not the norm. But they were saying, and this goes back, and I forget the gentleman's name, to be honest, but the fellow that got involved with Boston University. And now there's a full CTE center up there. And Dr. Ann McKee, who we've had on as well. This is blunt head trauma. It's directly involved with football. There's no getting around it. And offensive and defensive linemen knock heads literally on every single play. There is helmet-to-helmet contact. Fortunately, it doesn't come from distant. But it's not. The stats don't lie. And it's something that the football will be facing down the line. Joe and I have talked about it many times on this show. Football as we know it within a decade, maybe two, will not exist as we know it. It will be a different sport. Will it fall to the level that, you know, in some areas, professional boxing has? Because unless you're getting just the marquee event, nobody pays attention to boxing anymore. You know, it's got to be a Pacquiao or a Mayweather, McGregor, or something along those lines. You know, I dare 10 of you to name the heavyweight champion of the world right now. I don't know that you can. And his name isn't Klitschko. This is a very devastating report for the National Football League. And all their partners in this are going to feel the effects as well. You know, it all the advertising partners, all the television partners, you know, you look at the value of National Football League teams. And I don't know that they've peaked just yet. But what I do know is that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, the value of said franchises will not be what they are now. They'll go down. And I mean, even with normal inflation, they would continue to go up for the most part. But that's not going to be the case because the sport is going to change. And that's why I wanted to tie that into what we were talking about with the soccer. You know, if you looked at the Gold Cup and they played it in various locations, stands were packed. Packed. And yeah, there's concussions in soccer too, because they go head to head without helmets. But not on the level that football players do. And this is the new reality. This is the absolute new reality of American sport. And then to take us completely full circle, this is why basketball is starting to push football. Not an overall proper popularity, but in the year-round attention that gets paid to it, and the fact that parents, you know, I mean, kids are going to be kids. You can't put your kid in bubble wrap and protect them from everything. Kids are going to be kids. They want to be physical. They go out. They have fun. They have a good time when they're not on video games. But considering the amount of money that's being thrown around by the National Basketball Association and Major League Baseball, and the fact that the National Football League of the three majors is the least lucrative sport financially of any of the three, guess what? That's where my kid's going. Porterfield's next here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Phone's going to hold as we're joined by Ron Porterfield, head athletic trainer for the Tampa Bay Rays. And we welcome him to the show. How you doing, Ron? Bob Black here. Nice to have you with us.
Doing great, Bob. Doing all right. Well, got in late here in New York last night, so we're doing fine.
Okay, cool beans. Glad to have you with us, man. It's I'll keep it short and sweet so you don't nod out. And all right, so you probably have seen the video. Before we get into all the stuff that you're here to talk about today, you ever seen anybody thrown out for moving the on-deck circle before?
I have not. I have not. That's a first for me.
I you know, the thing that was a little disturbing about it was just the fact that it was funny as hell, I thought. But, you know, Cash didn't think so. What would have been cool was just, you know, move it back 3 feet to the other side and go stand over there. But you know, you've been around it, and you've been around it for a long time. The umpires, you know which ones are and which ones aren't. I don't expect you to name them. But for crying out loud, don't they realize that for the most part they're excess baggage in this game?
Right. Well, well, I don't know. People are there to be entertained, I guess, and sometimes they feel like they're part of the entertainment. So I guess being out there, they have a right to do some of the things they do, but, you know, they control the game, but sometimes get a little overloaded with it.
Yeah, no question about it. Like I said, I wasn't going to make you name names, but you're on the field every day. You know who does and who doesn't. Let's talk about the good work that you're doing with play. You're part of the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society, and you've gotten involved with a lot of various different organizations to promote, you know, awareness of performance-enhancing drugs and disabilities, national child health care advocacy, and let's get into that and talk about it because it's some really good work.
Well, in 2004, we developed this play campaign, which promoting a lifetime of activity for youth, and basically designed to try to help young people or even parents to just be aware that in today's society, you know, one of the things with all the technology and everything that we've created that is great, and computers, iPhones, everything else, you know, kids just aren't getting out there and taking care of themselves, you know, physically. And we're trying to create the awareness on that, trying to combat against obesity. And we've had a couple of foundations that have really helped us out tremendously. We've had the Taylor Hooten Foundation, which has been with us for quite a few years, in just sending the word out there about performance-enhancing drugs and what they do and how they can be harmful and hurt the body, and just the effects of that, both for both males and females, and the biggest impact that it has on a lot of high school-age kids. Henry Schein Care Foundation, which has really helped to promote just hygiene in general and, you know, what goes on with taking care of your bodies. And, you know, a lot of things go on with just teeth in general and how teeth health can affect a lot of things that go on for the rest of your life as far as sickness is concerned. And then we've had the Ruderman Foundation, which has helped on, kicked out with us, the ARC, against trying to create abilities and looking at people for what their abilities are rather than a disability that they may have, but what they can bring just to the game. And baseball itself has had quite a few individuals that have not, you know, had disabilities to some degree and still been able to master those and conquer it and not let them hold them back and reach their highest potential.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, and you mentioned that, and that in itself is so interesting because, you know, a couple of generations removed now, but Jim Abbott, you know, guy playing with, you know, two-thirds of an arm, managed to play. And there's other stories as well, but he's the most recent, at least as high level of popularity, people don't realize what some of these guys overcome to be able to play, not only just to play, but play on a professional and elite level.
Absolutely. I mean, what he's done and what a number of individuals have done that have things that, you know, just like diabetes or, you know, extremity, minimal usage with an extremity or an appendage or things like that. If you don't have that type of, we'll call it a disability, the game's hard enough. And to have, you know, some sort of disability and overcome that is tremendous. But the message that we try to relay is, you know, to be looked at for your ability and not a disability, and your abilities to conquer and overcome that if you truly want to. There's really no limit.
You know, Ron, you mentioned a lot of different organizations in there, including Taylor Hooten's Foundation and Henry Schein Cares. How did you personally get involved in this, and what motivated you?
Well, actually, I've been a member of the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society for the length of my time, really, in baseball, which I'm in my 30th year. But I've sat on the board, the executive board for PBAS, for about 8 years. And I've just seen what the group of athletic trainers in professional baseball have done and brought to the table. And it's truly an awesome, you can call it a good old boy group if you want to, but it's a group of guys that really care and go out of their way to send messages and do the best that they can with this. And it's a great way for us to take probably the best game in the world, because it's a game of failure. Baseball's a game of failure. It teaches you how to fail. And if you can fail with dignity, you're going to be successful. Whether you continue to play this game for, you know, till you're 12 or till you play this game till you're 30, it's going to teach you a great deal. And I just see what comes out with a lot of youth, and it's awesome to be a part of and watch these kids and participate, and their eyes light up when major league players are around them, and the message that they get from them can carry on for a lifetime.
Yeah, no question about it. And by the way, I'm going to steal those two lines with you. Baseball is a game of failure, and fail with dignity. I'm going to use that, but I will give you credit when I use it. You know, I've talked many times to Don Hooten, and his loss and what they went through and his fight to make people aware of what goes on with performance-enhancing drugs and what can happen. Number one, it seems to have tapered off to a certain point in baseball. You know, you'll see the Henry Mejia stories every once in a while. On the major league level, these guys occasionally get caught. On the minor league level, it seems to be a little bit more prevalent. Is that an educational difference from organization to organization, where they just pay more attention at the top than at the bottom? Or is it something that it's just cyclical and this is what the sport is dealing with now?
Well, first off, I think it's pretty tough for them in today's society to do it, because the drug testing has gotten pretty extensive, both at the major league and at the minor league level. However, the chemists that are out there are pretty slick. So it's a battle between the chemists and the drug testers as to who can create growth hormone or whatever that the drug testers can't detect. And I think at the major league level, I mean, those drug testers are almost in our clubhouse on pretty much a daily basis, with random tests with three or four guys pretty much on a daily basis. In the minor leagues, I see we're seeing a lot that were coming out of Latin America, where our testing at one point wasn't very, probably quite as extensive, but now it's gotten to be pretty extensive. But I think the thing that we're seeing is designer steroids or designer type growth hormone versus the old-fashioned horse steroids, if you will, which were a lot easier for them to catch. So I think they got a pretty good job and a pretty good handle through Major League Baseball of really trying to prevent this. I think the education that's been given to the players in the last 5-6 years has really helped deter them away from choosing to possibly use it. But at the minor league level, I mean, some of these kids are, I mean, these are good players. And if they just can't quite get to the next level, I'm sure they're thinking of advantages that they could get to try to help them get to that level, especially if they're trying to provide for a family and things like that. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of thoughts that go on you know, and how can I get myself to that next level, make more money, be a better player, you know, et cetera.
Well, you know, it was interesting. And like I said, I had this conversation with Don, and he thought it was a good idea. I want to run it past you. One thing that I don't understand, because almost all people who train or lift or compete on an elite level use some level of vitamins or supplements or something along those lines to help themselves. And most people want to do it clean, as you talked about. But every once in a while, you'll see, like back with Star Caps in the National Football League and things along those lines, where they ingest a product into their body that they don't necessarily know what's in it, and they have issues. And my question is this. Wouldn't it behoove Major League Sports, and we'll narrow it down to Major League Baseball, to provide their own vitamin store, their own GNC, their own approved Major League Baseball supplements, vitamins, and whatever, where they know what's in the product, and the player could literally go into the clubhouse, walk into the vitamin store, buy what he wants to buy, and know that he's not going to get in trouble?
And that's pretty much what we've done now. I mean, not necessarily that we have our own vitamin store. However, we have there is nothing that's in our athletic training room or in our clubhouse per se that when it comes to supplementation that doesn't have the NSF certification for sport on it. That means it's been tested, and what it says is in the bottle is in the bottle. If you go to a GNC or any other vitamin store or any pharmacy for that matter, and you buy something that doesn't have that, there's really not a guarantee that company hasn't produced a supplement that might not fit MLB standards and could cause you to test positive for an amphetamine or something of that nature, because those companies may use the same industrial wares to make multiple supplements. And then one of them may have some resin in it from a previous one, and so there's no guarantee of non-cross contamination, and that's
interesting.
What we've gone to.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting, because I never even thought of it from that perspective. Just the manufacturers of it themselves, but you know, it just seems to me that baseball could put its own label on it, and not only. I mean, you know, dealing with the players, and I've got you for about another minute here. So, but not only dealing with the players, but also it would give them another marketing capacity that, as you said, you know, kids look up to athletes, and you know, if athlete X is using MLB vitamins, well, then why shouldn't I do it? But before we let you go, let's get the 411 on where we can find out more information on play.
You can go to the PBATS website. It's PBATS.com. That stands for the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainer Society. And basically, all the information on play is on that website. And it's a great program. Like I said, we've been doing it since 2004, and we've really tried to branch it out a little bit from not just steroids or things that are harmful to the body, but how to take care of the body at a young age. And hopefully the message we can get to these kids is we all want to get older, work hard, and retire. But the money that we're going to be spending to go on a vacation when we're retired, we're not going to be able to use that on a vacation, because we're going to have to pay for our medical bills because we're not healthy, we're going to the doctor and things like that. So we're trying to send that message at an early age. Hopefully they'll think about it, maybe be able to use that when they're older.
Ron, appreciate the couple minutes. Head-to-head against the Yankees, 2.5 games out of first place. You guys are doing okay. Have a good time up here in New York, and I appreciate the couple minutes.
You betcha. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Ron Porterfield, head athletic trainer of the Tampa Bay Rays. Don't call them the Devil Rays. It's an important message, man. You know, like I said, we've talked about it with Don Hooten any number of times. And, you know, they got to get the message out there. Kids need to play clean, not only for the short term, but for the long term damage. Let's tap on the brakes. When we step aside, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I want to thank Ron Porterfield for coming on board and giving us a couple of minutes. That was a really good interview. I back to the National Football League, because there is a tie-in. Jets signed Lucky Whitehead after Dallas, which, if you didn't hate Dallas before this, you can officially hate him now. He got cut from Dallas as an example to the players who were getting in trouble, higher profile guys, when in reality he didn't do anything. It was somebody stole his identity and used his name and got popped on a shoplifting in a Wawa. And Dallas cut him with no explanation and called him a liar. To his face, called him a liar. And the Jets claim him. You know, whether he makes the team or not, we'll see. Returns punt, return kick, give him a little dip depth at the wide receiver position. But, you know, again, and this is, I'll point directly at ESPN. Not on their front page. Not on their lead stories in the National Football League. You had to go to the teams on their banner in order to pull the story up. Why? Because they don't want to piss their partners off. They don't want to piss off the Dallas Cowboys. You know, money talks and you know what walks a lot of times. And Dallas is full of it. They should have apologized to this kid and wrote him a big check going out the door. or brought him back, but, you know, he didn't want to play with them at this point anyway. Fortunately, at least for his career, he got picked up. How fortunate it is by the Jets remains to be seen. But at least he's got a job. I'm rooting for him. I am, because he got screwed. That's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun tomorrow. A little football, a little baseball, a little whatever else pops up in the world of sports. For Joe Spadoff and Senator Roberto out on the coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.